Sri Govinda Lilamrita was written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the same author of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Govinda Lilamrita is subtitled A Day in the Life of Radha Krishna. Currently, we are studying the morning pastimes because this Govinda Lilamrita is broken out into early morning pastimes, midday pastimes, afternoon pastimes, evening pastimes, and nighttime pastimes. The past two classes have been about the special qualities and very in-depth description of all the groves of Radha Kund. So now in this section, we will get a glimpse into how Krishna, quote-unquote, sees Radha Kund. Before we continue, it'd be best to chant some purificatory mantras. Trinadapi sunichena Torar iva sahishnuna Amanina manadena Kirtaniya sadahari Hare nama hare nama hare nama aiva kevalam Kalo nastyeva 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 Gatir anyata Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adigaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When the king of heroes, Lord Krishna, saw Radha Kund, at first he became jubilant, but then he became overwhelmed by burning feelings of love and separation from Srimati Radharani. The desire to attain his beloved Radharani devoured Krishna's thoughts, and in this condition he began to imagine that Radha Kund was identical with his beloved Radharani. Lord Krishna thought that the playful Chakravak couple were Srimati Radharani's breasts. He thought the movements of the nectar waves were the motions of his beloved Radharani's breasts. He thought that the foam on the water's surface was her necklace of splendid pearls. Lord Krishna thought that the nectarian waves of Radha Kund were the charming sweetness of his beloved Radharani. He thought that the lotus flowers in Radha Kund were his beloved Radharani's eyes. He thought that the swarm of black bees were her hair. He thought that the jubilant deer on the shore were her graceful motions. He thought that the cooing of the swans was the tinkling of her ankle bells. He thought Radha Kund was his beloved Radharani. Lord Krishna thought that the place where Shyama Kund flows into Radha Kund was his own arms embracing his beloved Radharani. He thought that the waves in Radha Kund were Radharani's trembling because of his embrace. He thought that the red lotus flowers in Radha Kund were Radharani's hands responding to his embrace. Lord Krishna thought the slightly tilting lotus flowers moving in the breeze were Srimati Radharani's lotus face, abruptly turning because of the kissing of the bumblebee of his roving sidelong glance. Lord Krishna thought the loud buzzing of the bees was the inarticulate cry of agitated Radharani, pretending to resist his advances. As he stood on the bowed head of Govardhan Hill, Lord Hari thought that the two lakes, Radhakund and Shyamakund, filled with moving lotus flowers, moving in the air-tossed waves, were actually his own restless, tear-filled eyes, agitated with ecstatic love for Srimati Radharani. As Lord Krishna gazed at Radhakund, he saw the limbs of his beloved Radharani. In this way, he became filled with intense pleasure. His ardent desire to meet her shattered to pieces the peaceful composure within his heart. Lord Krishna then looked at Shyamakund with various groves built by his own close friends. When he saw Shyamakund by the side of Radhakund, he thought Shyamakund was he himself standing next to his beloved Radharani. Lord Krishna's closest friends, such as Subala Madhumangala, Ujvala Arjuna, Gandharva Vidagda Brinda, Kokila Daksha, Sanandana and others, divided the groves around Radhakund, giving each one to a particular gopi, such as Srimati Radharani or Lalita Devi. In the northwest is the grove Manasa Pavana Tirtha and the cottage Subalanandada, which were both accepted by Srimati Radharani. She regularly bathes there with her friends. Considering the water to be identical with the Madhika honey of Lord Krishna's lotus feet, that place is as dear to her as Lord Krishna himself. In the north is the wonderful forest cottage named Madhumangala Sanda, which was accepted by Lalita Devi, and which was very dear to Srimati Radharani. In the northeast is the cottage named Ujvalanandada, which was accepted by Vishakha Devi. In this way, in each direction, there was a cottage that was accepted by a particular gopi. One path enters Radhakund from the east and another from the west. Both humans and animals travel these paths. To bathe in Radhakund and drink its waters, those devotees who have developed genuine love for the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and who will soon become eligible to assist in their pastimes, those devotees are able to see within their pure hearts these spiritual features of Radhakund. Others cannot help but think that Radhakund is an ordinary material place. So that ends today's class on the Govinda Lilamrita.